With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening to Sacred Courland organ music. Thanks for joining me. The last Sunday before the season of Advent is celebrated as the Feast of Christ the King in many churches. On today's program, we'll hear music to celebrate this heavenly kingdom, as well as look forward to the national holiday of Thanksgiving later this week. Great music by Rutter, Willen, Wilcox, Davies, and others. We'll begin with a regal hymn for Christ the King, Crown Him with Many Crowns, set to the tune Diadematta, and in a wonderful and clever arrangement by John Walker. You just might hear hints of another work by 18th century English organist John Stanley. John Walker leads the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh in the hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Canadian composer Healy Whillen was dedicated to creating high-quality music for the church and its liturgy. Some of his choral works almost have the feel of 20th-century Palestrina to them, including our next selection, O King All Glorious. Noel Edison leads the Alora Festival Singers. O King All Glorious, a motet by Healy Whillen, was performed by the Alora Festival Singers. Noel Edison conducted. It's often interesting to hear how composers treat a hymn text in a free composition not based on the tune most familiar to singing congregations. In our next selection, we'll first hear a stanza of Rejoice the Lord is King sung to the familiar tune by John Darwall. What follows is a short and brilliant anthem on the same text by English composer Brian Kelly. Richard Coffey conducts the chancel choir of South Church in New Britain, Connecticut. David Westfall plays the organ.
Lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say.
Rejoice the Lord is King in two settings. First, the traditional tune by John Darwall, and we just heard a short anthem on that text by Brian Kelly. The Chancel Choir of South Church in New Britain, Connecticut, sang under the direction of Richard Coffey. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The image of Christ the King takes on many facets, and there are many differing images of Christ for that matter. Our next selection, though taken from the Psalms, presents two images often attributed to Christ, that of king and that of shepherd. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers in his own arrangement of the hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," to the tune St. Columba.
Thank you.
John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers with harpist Thelma Owen in an arrangement of the hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Psalm 65 is an exuberant psalm of praise and thanksgiving, and it receives a fittingly exuberant setting in our next selection. Taken from a collection of five psalm settings he entitled Ceremony of Psalms, David Wilcox has provided a wonderful complement to these words. The Ceremony of Psalms was actually commissioned in 1989 by the Green Lake, Wisconsin Festival of Music. Originally scored for full orchestra, we'll hear Thou, O God, Art Praised in Zion, performed with the magnificent organ in the chapel of King's College, Cambridge. The Choir of Kings sings, directed by Sir David Wilcox.
Thank you.
Psalm 65, Thou, O God, Art Praised in Zion, was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, directed by its composer, Sir David Wilcox. Peter Stevens played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. George Herbert's meditative text on the sovereignty of God, King of Glory, King of Peace, receives a sympathetic treatment in a setting by Sir Henry Walford Davies. It simply and elegantly sets Herbert's words, and we'll hear it sung beautifully by the choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Malcolm Archer. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in Walford Davies' anthem, King of Glory, King of Peace, with words by George Herbert. The Wells Cathedral Choir sings again next in another hymn for Christ the King, Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning. The text was written by Michael Soward for an English collection of hymns for youth created in the 1960s. John Barnard has composed a strong tune which elevates the text to new heights. Malcolm Archer directs with Rupert Goff at the organ.
Thank you.
Christ Triumphant, Ever Reigning was sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, led by Malcolm Archer. We move gradually from the end of the liturgical year toward a celebration of the season of harvest and thanksgiving. The hymn For the Beauty of the Earth with the tune Dix provides the basis for our next piece, Prelude on a Hymn of Praise by James Curnow. The hymn tune is combined with a tune of Curnow's own devising in this lovely piece for brass. The Gabriel 5 Brass Ensemble performs. Prelude on a Hymn of Peace by James Curnow was played by the Gabriel 5 Brass Ensemble. Hymn of Peace is next. This is a piece that was made a centerpiece of the National Peace Jubilee in Boston in 1869 to commemorate the end of the Civil War. Oliver Wendell Holmes composed the text, and it was set to a pre-existing tune by German immigrant Matthias Keller. The first performance was sung by a chorus of 10,000 and an orchestra of 1,000. We'll hear it performed somewhat more modestly by Choir Cleveland, led by Ross Duffin.
Lies to our own.
Hymn of Peace, with words by Oliver Wendell Holmes and music by Matthias Keller, was performed by Choir Cleveland. Ross Duffin directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. John Rutter's brilliant arrangement of Now Thank We All Our God is next, performed by the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia. John Rutter conducts.
Thank you.
Psalm 24 from Ross Lee Finney's collection of Pilgrim Psalms was sung by the Harvard choruses led by Andrew Clark, with Christian Lane playing the organ. Earlier, we heard Now Thank We All Our God, performed by the Cambridge Singers, led by arranger John Rutter. Herbert Howell's expansive and magnificent setting of the Te Deum, composed for King's College, Cambridge, is next. It seems an absolutely fitting piece to celebrate both Christ the King and Thanksgiving. And it receives a wonderful performance by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by Andrew Nethsinger.
Thank you.
Andrew Nethsinger led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in the Collegium Regala setting of the Te Deum by Herbert Howells. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the Feast of Christ the King and for Thanksgiving. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.